warm-hearted, a good morning, Abosheni, Molweni, Dumelang, Sanbonani. Goeiemôre aan jou, waar jy ook al is, die Ewe Wynand Rousseau agter die mikrofoon, saam met jou tot en met 9:00 vanmôre. Who would have ever thought back to lockdown 4 in South Africa? Yeah, Baba Cyril was speaking last night, and if you missed out on it, we're under lockdown 4 once again. Worst case scenario, we remember way back when in March, feels ages ago, we went under lockdown 5. And the fear and the apprehension in our hearts because of this unknown dreaded disease that had hit the earth. And here we are this morning. And somewhere, somehow, you know somebody that is sick. You know somebody that has passed away with COVID. You know of somebody that has passed away. And yet here you are listening to Radio Pulpit, maybe looking for encouragement this morning. I know what went through my mind last night when the Honorable President Cyril Ramaphosa was speaking once again and putting the country under lockdown for taking stringent measures to try and help South Africans, because on our own, we struggle to be presidents of our own lives. We struggle to do the necessary things, to wear the masks, to sanitize, and to do the things that is expected, social distancing, to keep us from this COVID-19 disease. And yet we all know of somebody that's either very sick now or somebody that's passed on, that's no longer in this world. I want to ask you a question. How did that make you feel? How does that make you feel at the moment? I'm just thinking of the hospitality industry. We were talking about it early this morning. The hospitality industry struggling at the moment financially. People worried because they will get laid off. Another 2 weeks of lockdown. And I know, and we're not supposed to talk about it because we're a Christian radio station. But then again, in the alcohol industry, a lot of people that will lose their jobs. It is uncertain times that we find ourselves in. And people are worried. Are you worried? Somebody said the other day here at Radio Pulpit, send a message through. It's not just the case that I'm worried for my loved ones. I wake up in the morning thinking, will this be the day that I contract COVID-19? Will this be the day that it is my turn? Do you struggle with this fear? Do you struggle with this worry? Maybe worrying that you might lose your job. Maybe you have lost your job. Worried for the next loaf of bread. We're in the midst of winter. It is freezing cold and you're struggling to pay the electricity bill. Because in spite of lockdown, the municipalities still expect their money for water and for lights. And you have to, one way or the other, make a plan. Try and pay those bills. Because by the looks of it, it's getting progressively worse and worse. What's happening in your spirit, man? Are you worried for the future of your children? Are you worried, concerned for your own life? What do we do in times like this? Well, we as Christians are to set the example. We as Christians are to set the example and show a dying world what the Lord had said. Not just said and not just preach unto a dying world, but set the example. How are we to react in times like this? I just want to check something. If you are somebody that's struggling with worry and concern, anxiety at the moment, don't need to know your name. Don't need to know your address. All you can type on your WhatsApp phone is yes. Send it through to me. 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. If you've got this completely under control, if you're not worried this morning, love to hear from you. 082-657-2729 simply says, no, I'm not worried. But I think the majority of South Africans are struggling with anxiety, are struggling with worry. Let me know. Which side of the line do you stand? Wat kant van die lyn staan jy vanoggend? Dis jy op van bekommernis. En onmiddellik ontplof die WhatsApp lyn en kom dit in en sê my, ja, that's me. I'm struggling with anxiety. I'm struggling with this COVID-19, not just in South Africa, but all over the world. Mense wat inklim, Avi wat sê, Mariette wat sê, Lorraine wat sê, en so gaan die lys, ek wens jy kan die WhatsApp lyn voor my sien. Mense wat sê, I am he, I am she, struggling with worry. Robert Campbell, thank you for that voice note. I'm going to struggle to listen to it right now. So thank you for that voice note. I won't be able to open it up right now, but it's a simple question. What are we to do with the anxiety, the fear that is all around us? Magda wat sê, nee, verseker nie, al het ek my liefling laas naweek verloor. Ek sien vir jou, Magda. No, I am not worried, Monique, thank you so much. And then there are lots of others that says, me, I am worried, I am concerned, I am fearful for the future. What am I to do? What am I to do? You see, the Bible commands to fear not. It's plentiful. It occurs in a variety of contexts. But if you are a child of God this morning, I want to encourage you. The Bible says we are not to be fearful. We are not to be afraid. We should not live with anxiety levels in the red. We have no reason to live in fear. The Bible says things like, do not fear, do not be afraid, fear not. And of course, these commands do not contradict the fear God. 1 Peter 2 and verse 17, honor everyone, love the brotherhood, but fear God, honor the emperor. You see, the fear of God keeps us from sin. I'm talking about a reverent awe here. Ek praat nie van 'n broekbewe bang nie, maar 'n heilige respek vir die God van hemel en aarde, the God who knows exactly what's going on in your heart. The Bible says the fear of man leads to sin, and we are to avoid that. The fear of man leads to sin. It is a snare. The fear of man brings a snare. As jy bang is vir jou baas, want hy kan jou dalk fire. Think on the scripture, Proverbs 29:25. It's a biblical command to not fear. The fear that the Bible tells us to avoid is concern mixed with anxiety and dread. I so wish you can see my WhatsApp line at the moment. People that says, I'm concerned. I have fear. Fear for the future. Fear for my income. Fear for my children. What will happen to them? Is there a future for them in this world? It's a feeling of alarm that we have when we expect trouble, when we expect danger. Last night, our president saying the hospital's bursting out of its veins. But followers of Christ are not to live in a state of anxiety. I want to say it to you, child of God, we have higher expectations than simply anticipating trouble. In fact, we have the means to rise above fear. Yes, you. You have the means to rise above fear. I'm going to quote a very well-known scripture. And for the love of the Lord, do not let it just pass over you. This scripture we have quoted often on this radio station. But we quote it because it's true. We quote it because God is speaking to your heart this morning and say, God did not give you a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of self-control. You see, God's command to fear not, it's applied in several ways in the Bible. For example, the fear of what others think should never prevent us from obeying the Lord. We're sometimes fearful of what other people think of us, how we react. There's ample scripture around that. When the Bible tells us, do not fear, it means we are not to allow anxiety, fretfulness to rule our lives. Be careful of what you say in front of the children. Be careful of how you make conversation with your neighbor over the wall. Fretfulness to rule our lives and take root in our hearts. We are not to be a people of panic. I'm talking to you, Christian. Yeah, you. We are people of faith. Having been justified by God, we need not to fear divine condemnation. There's scripture about that as well. And I know for myself, sometimes I said I don't fear death. But standing before God, knowing my heart, Romans 8:1, having been chosen by God, we need not to fear his rejection. It's Angus that says you can't threaten a Christian with death. It's a win-win for us. With Christ as our shepherd. I want to say it again. With Christ as your shepherd. Don't you want to say it? The Lord is my shepherd. Whom shall I fear? We need not fear the valley of the shadow of death. You know it. You've heard this before. But it's very real this morning. With wave 3 COVID-19 sweeping like the plague through our country. When the maker of heaven and earth is watching over us, we need not fear anything. Psalms 121, I lift up my eyes to the hill. Where does my help come from? Do you know that scripture? My help comes from the Lord. You know, I was watching a video clip this past weekend. David Pawson, a Bible teaching on David Pawson, the book of Jude. And he was telling a short story, flying to Italy, having a conference in Italy, and he arrived in that country and got off the plane, and it was raining and it was wet, and they packed his bags, and on the way to the hotel, getting to the hotel, offloading everything, he realized that his briefcase was gone. Inside that briefcase was his notes for the conference, plus a whole script. He was writing a book, The Road to Hell. A whole script. And so his immediate reaction was they sped back to the airport and went to Lost and Found, and they said, well, have you seen this briefcase? And apparently the guy said to him, lost a briefcase in Italy? Have you got any idea? Do you hope to find a briefcase that you've lost in Italy? And David turned around and he said to the Lord, Father, here's a wonderful opportunity to show me if you want me to publish that book. I'm not so concerned about the notes. I know your word. But here's a wonderful opportunity, Lord. He said he went back to the hotel. He went for a walk on the beach where he met a very nice dog that followed him. He said he had a very intense conversation with this dog, telling him about his lost briefcase. And he told this dog what he said to the Lord. He then went back to his hotel, took a nap, refreshed himself, and on his way to the conference, getting to the foyer of the hotel, a stranger walked up to him. A stranger, saying, "Mr. Pawson, I believe this belongs to you." He says the amazing thing was in his hands was his briefcase. You see, God heard his prayer. Inside his briefcase was everything that he was so concerned about originally, until he handed it over to the Lord. Even the manuscript for the book. He says you could clearly see the man has read through it. It took him half an hour to put all the pages back into place. But imagine that, an American. He's from the UK, my apologies. From the UK to Italy. Losing his briefcase and a total stranger. Many kilometers from the airport. Pitches up there with his briefcase. Are you willing to hand your concerns to the Lord this morning? Psalms 91 speak of the one who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, who says of God, "He is my refuge, He is my fortress, He is my God in whom I trust." Those who trust in the Lord Jesus Christ live fearlessly. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalk in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. My goodness. This is a present time psalm right here, right now, applicable this morning, the 28th, right here. Thousands may fall at your side, 10,000s at your right hand, but it will not come near you, verses 5 and 7. It's a direct correlation between faith and the confidence to face the dangers of life. Are you willing to say, "The Lord is my refuge"? Are you willing to make the Most High your dwelling? Are you willing to put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Read these words and leave it in God's hands. No harm will overtake you. No disaster come near your tent. When we rest in God's promises because He loves us. Yes, I had COVID. Yeah, I sit behind the microphone. I've got 4 stents in my chest. I'm on blood thinners and all these things. Remember 2017? Had a heart attack and yet God saved. God used the medical fraternity, saved my life, and here I am behind the microphone, encouraging you because He loves you, because He rescues you, because He protects us, because the Bible says, "For He acknowledged my name." He will call on me and I will answer Him. I will be with Him in trouble. Psalms 91, 14, 15. It's not just a bumper sticker. It's not just something we put on our car's fenders. It is a promise for this day, right here, right now. Are you willing to lay down your fear? I want to pray a short prayer with you. Time's catching up with me. Maybe I'll pray it slowly so that you can follow and pray with me and just listen to the words as it come over the airwaves to you. And mean every word as we pray to our Lord Jesus Christ, the giver of life, the healer, the restorer, the merciful one. Say with me, "Dear Lord, dear Lord, most gracious Heavenly Father, I admit that I'm scared. I admit that I am worried. I admit that I am anxious. And I don't know what's going to happen to me, my neighbors, my country, my fellow South Africans, even our world. Lord, I admit that I need you now more than ever. Lord, I need you to prop me up. Wrap your arms around me and hold me close. Please remind me this day, every day, hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second, that you are here and that you love me. Help me through all my days. Teach me not to worry, Lord. Remind me not to be anxious. As it says in Philippians, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, I make my requests known unto you, Lord, our gracious Heavenly Father. I need help, Lord. I need you, Jesus. And therefore I come before you as I lay my fear and my anxiety at your feet. In closing, I ask now, Lord, that you help me get through it all the doubts, all the fears. When I sometimes feel I'm being crushed, remind me that you are a powerful God. Remind me that I can trust in you, Lord. I know I can't do this on my own. I need you. And I bow before your throne of grace, the only true God, the only God alone in this universe, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I pray this in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. I've got something special on the turntable for you. I trust that you will listen to the words of this song and that you will be free this morning. That at least for this day and this week, you will be free from anxiety, from worry, and from fear, because the Lord God, the darling of heaven, is your Lord, your refuge, your dwelling place.